of my red, white, and blue.
Toby.
Not to be missed, KB and Heather Lee on Hank FM.
And your U.S. men's hockey team yesterday.
I'm gonna say a bunch of names.
Michelob Ultra flowing and peanut butter.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Celebrate there in the locker room because those boys are gold and they're not the only ones. Mm. 2026 Winter Olympiad officially done, extinguishing the torches there in Milano, Cortina. Team USA. We did pretty well in the end. A big weekend, too, as we were talking earlier. 6 weekend medals scored. 12 gold medals is the most we've ever won at the Winter Games. But when it comes to the overall medal count and gold count, Norway. 5.5 million people in Norway. And evidently, all of them can ski.
Well, good for them.
41 medals, 18 golds when it comes down to it. That puts them firmly in number one. We were second, 33 overall medals. And then the host country, Italy, in third. Followed by Germany, and then the rest, who cares? Japan was fifth. But when it comes to the gold medal, like Alyssa Liu of figure skating, actually heads up, they're coming to North Texas. A little bit of a drive from here, north of Dallas. They'll be in Allen in May, end of May. This is May 29th, the 2026 Stars on Ice Tour, and pretty much all of the Olympic team. Alyssa Liu, the silver medalist ice dancers Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, which is cool because they're married.
They're so in love.
Yeah. Imagine that, marrying a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird.
I don't know. Fishing off the company pier.
You'll have the Plano girl, Amber Glenn, who did rebound in the free skate. And then the quad god will even be there, Ilya Malinin.
Yeah, they make it look so easy, don't they?
Yeah. Especially when they
we
fall.
We can totally can do that on land, let alone on ice.
But as, you know, we look back, and it was great performances also by the speed skater Jordan Stoltz. He was the only American to win 3 medals. 2 of those were gold. Over half a dozen won 2 apiece. And then, yeah, what a finish to the weekend, because the women's U.S. hockey team, 2-1 win over Canada in OT. And then it was yesterday, ending a 46-year drought.
Now Jack Hughes puts it around the car. United States with numbers. Rock across it comes. Jack Hughes wins it. The golden goal for the United States. For the first time since the 1980 miracle, the United States takes the gold.
Saturday night, I was up really late. I was the last one to bed because I started at about 10 o'clock. The movie Miracle with Kurt Russell. And incredible movie. And it's about the Miracle on Ice 1980 hockey team. And of course, it wasn't against the Soviets this time. It was against Canada, who's just as mad at us now as the Soviets were back then.
Yeah, they're very pleased with us.
In fact, yesterday, they gave them all little plushies. I think the goalie for Canada just tossed it immediately on the ice.
Savage. What happened
there? Somebody kicked their dog. Yeah. As one player on Team Canada said, look, it's like the 4th most popular sport in America. For us in Canada, it's our only sport. Well, he forgot about curling. But Jack Hughes, who plays for the New Jersey Devils in the NHL, by the way, a couple of Dallas Stars there, Ottinger and the like, were on the team, so they have gold medals too. But Jack Hughes will forever be remembered for this.
It's not about me. I'm so happy for this group. I'm so happy that we could win. I'm so happy that USA Hockey's gold medalist, and just a great day for USA Hockey and our country. We're proud that we did this for us. We're proud that we did this for the guys in the locker room, but, you know, we did it for the people back home and all the love and support we get. You know, we're gold medalists. Aww. We're the champions. Tonight, we're the best in the world.
Heck yeah, man.
I want to send his mom some flowers.
There's just something to it. The visuals of the red, white, and blue on ice, and add to it, he lost a couple of teeth during the game.
Unfortunate.
Well, you know, trade a couple of twofers for a goal. That's not a bad trade. And if he ever does decide to part with his equipment gear, his Olympic helmet at an estimate would be worth about $3,500. $300,000. No, pardon me, $350,000.
Okay, yeah, that could
buy
you a
few teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the jersey that he wore would be well over $2 million if sold in the next couple of weeks. But I don't believe there's any plans to do just that. But there you go, kids.
Could pay off with some blue chip stocks if you got that money.
About once in a generation. They did it in the early 60s. They did it in 1980. And they did it yesterday. There you go.
USA! USA! USA!
Then, of course, it was the closing ceremonies, which was not in English. So, you know, but a lot of people watch the alternate Olympics with Kid Rock there working out with RFK. So go Team USA.